Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. This is the Saturday before our first Sunday when we're not going to meet together due to, we hope, wisdom with respect to this coronavirus in this situation where there's a lot of unknowns. We don't know how fast this thing might spread in a particular community. We don't know when we might have a vaccine for it, or we don't know when we might have a cure for it. It seemed to me to be good to speak to you this morning from Philippians chapter 4. And so I'm going to read, and I'm only going to look at that particular verse during this time. And that Philippians 4:4 says this: "Rejoice in the Lord always." And if you didn't get it the first time, it then continues, "Again, I will say rejoice." Now, at a time like this, when people have uncertainty or fear or something like that, I'm not trying to make a flippant point. This isn't a sermon on don't worry, be happy. The things that we're concerned about are legitimate, that people, we're uncertain about whether people will have work in the long term, or those, how, we're uncertain about how long these things will go. And so it seems to me, though, that in that context, we want to be a people who have a foundation in our lives that we are rejoicing out of, and that's what I want you to be living out of. I also have a couple of reasons that I would normally have for preaching this sermon, and that is, my second reason would be, there are Christians out there that even when this situation isn't in your life, there are you don't have joy as a predominant feature of your heart and of your life. And so what I'd like to do for you is to open that up for you so that you might enjoy what belongs to you in Jesus Christ. And then there's a third kind of person, and that is that many Christians live, many Christians live with joy, but they live with joy as a people who are deceived. They might be, to take a slightly different tack on an illustration from the scriptures, a person who built his house on the sand. And every night you go into your house that's built on the sand and you think, boy, isn't this a great house? And it keeps the bugs out and all those kinds of things. But then you get a really good storm, you get a monsoon, and you find out that when the foundation goes, everything has gone. And so you might be rejoicing in things that for a temporary sense are good to rejoice in, but in a long term, or that are fitting to be rejoiced in always, are the kinds of things that aren't going to be appropriate for that. So I want to talk about all three of those things here as we're looking at this. So as we start, let's look first of all what I think in all three of those situations, whether you're rejoicing in perhaps the wrong thing, or at least as unsuitable for rejoicing in always, if you don't rejoice as a Christian, or if you're a Christian and you're in these uncertain situations, it's fascinating to me in Philippians 4 that this is styled as a command. What the Apostle Paul is saying is, I command you to rejoice. Now, you might be saying, look, Pastor, the whole world looks like it's got a situation where people don't have their jobs.